This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Hopkins would be moronic not to sign a one-year cheap contract with KC and try to... No, Eric, he's Carmelo Anthony, dude. He just wants money. He's not about winning. That's why when you hear Carmelo Anthony, oh, I should have listened to Wade. Bullshit, dude. You're a liar. You had every chance to win. The Denver Knicks thing, that's all he needed right there. You know, Carmelo Anthony, all he had to do was wait till the end of the season, play it out with Denver, and then go join the Knicks. And they'll give you the max deal they can give you then. It's not more than being traded from Denver because they trade the bird rights for you. And so you needed to hang on to your bird rights, so you allowed them to trade the entire Knicks team for you. Melo's an idiot. So instead, what you do is you wait for Denver's season to end. You say, hey, thanks for everything. Thanks for the memories. You leave straight up as a free agent. They can't tag you. This isn't the NFL. You go to New York. Yeah, you're going to sign for whatever, a couple million less. But now you have a team to actually compete. And my God, if you actually win a championship in New York, brother, the money you lost from going to Denver to Miami without the bird rights, you would have made it up in advertising in New York for the rest of your career. So if DeAndre Hopkins wants to be a loser like what he is, because that's what he is, he's a loser. He lost in Houston. He lost in Arizona. He's a loser. But all he cares about is money, and he's already made plenty of money, and that's all he wants. Well, then you get what you deserve, bro. That's all. I got no respect for Carmelo Anthony. And D-Hop, I got no respect for that. You've made enough money, dude. These guys are morons. Do you not see Joe Namath at 80 years old still doing insurance commercials? Does D-Wade do commercials? Does he also have like his own TV show too on top of all that? Right, and I think he'll be doing that for the rest of his life.
Lala.
Yeah, she's on the Cube?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, her and Gabrielle Union did a for charities.
Watch that.
Yeah, Shaq was on one of them.
Oh, so she's only on one episode.
Yeah, it's like the first episode of this season.
I've never seen The Cube in my life.
Oh, it came on after one of the wrestling shows.
I know it came
on. Yeah, after one of the wrestling shows.
I've never seen it. I've been told it's like garbage.
Oh no, it's
garbage.
It's garbage. It's basically you're in a cube and you're doing basketball shots. That's okay. Pretty much it. With
yeah, but if Lala's there, I got to go check it out.
It was an interesting show.
I'm a Lala fan.